This is KUT. It's not a stretch to say that Austin Mayor Steve Adler often has grand ambitions. He came up with and succeeded in getting the public to pass a large transportation bond earlier this year. He also recently announced the creation of a task force to end institutional racism. Now, the mayor's hoping to tackle downtown. East downtown, to be exact. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has the story.
East downtown, huh? Let's start here with this guy.
Yeah, this is Joel Scher. We're right now at Palm Park at 3rd and Red River next to the convention center.
Scher heads up a citizen group that advises city council on downtown issues. He's agreed to show me around a bit, and so we meet at Palm Park, a small, unassuming patch of greenery just south of the convention center and north of a new hotel. And the park will soon be part of a snaking spine of green space and urban trails.
Well, this is just one part of the Waller Creek Linear Park, which is extending all the way from UT down to Lady Bird Lake.
So if that's our spine, there are a few notable vertebrae along the way. For that, I head north to the Metro Rail station at 4th Street. There I find DeWitt Peard, who heads up the Downtown Austin Alliance. He clarifies this east downtown corridor for me.
It really runs from the convention center and the potential expansion for the convention center up through Waller Creek is basically the spine, including the cultural district, Red River, up to the new medical school and the Brackenridge Hospital site.
That also includes the Arch and the Mexican American Cultural Center along the hike and bike trail. The mayor has called it all the quote downtown puzzle because it's got him stumped.
Well, not so much puzzling, but lots of pieces that make very well interlock and fit with one another.
Adler says he sees his role as getting all these entities, advocates for the homeless, members of the Waller Creek Conservancy, for example, talking to one another.
We ought to be considering these things all together because some of the challenges faced by some of these folks to achieve real important missions for the city, they may not be able to do it alone, but in association with this collective effort, I think we may get some things done that we couldn't otherwise gotten done.
The vision for this part of town is based in part on a trip the Downtown Austin Alliance's peer took last year to Atlanta with Senator Kirk Watson. The city has what it calls Technology Square, a part of town connecting academic buildings to other office, retail, and green space. While I cringe at the term Innovation District, that's what Peard and the mayor are calling the future of this part of Austin. The part of this puzzle that remains, how to fund it and what it might mean for the east side of I-35, which is already feeling the push of bars from downtown. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.